Listen to the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Join Native Roots Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. for updates about Native news, culture, and activism. The 7 o'clock hour is for local programming, including the Paul Revere Show on Mondays, Busted Pencils on Tuesdays, and the Up North Podcast on Wednesdays. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Local older adults are in need of support through caring community volunteers. Help someone get to their medical appointment or grocery store, or lend a helping hand by providing seasonal yard cleanup support in the spring and fall. Volunteer with ARA Senior Network by calling 262-549-3348 or visit www.eras.org. That's 262-549-3348 or www.eras.org.
Come on down to Mary Jane's on Main in downtown Waukesha. We are all things hemp. Edibles, flowers, chocolates, Delta 8, 10, P, and O. We also have clothing, shoes, jewelry, toiletries, but most importantly, education. Come into the store. Let me educate you on all things hemp. Whether you smoke it or wear it, come and get it at Mary Jane's on Main. Or you can see us every Saturday at the farmer's market. I'm Mary, and let me show you how hemp can help you.
WAUK and the Shaw are the new kids on the radio block, and that block happens to be on Wisconsin Ave, Waukesha. Now is a great time to advertise locally with 540 AM and the Shaw 101 FM. While the ads are inexpensive and the audience is rapidly growing, sponsorships available for This Week in Waukesha, Raised in the Shaw, or live local music on the weekends. Spring packages starting at just $495 a month. Get started today by emailing info at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Methlin Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Todd or Billy of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, good to talk to you this morning. What I've been thinking about a lot lately is comes from Michael Lewis, the author of The Big Short, about the financial crisis in 2008, made into a movie. He's got a podcast called Against the Rules, and he had a episode recently entitled Respect the Polygon. And he talks about how humans are built for narrative, anecdote, stories, rather than thinking in terms of probabilities. And we often talk about, you know, voters on the right being appearing uneducated in their views. And what I think they would say is that we're not built for thinking in terms of probabilities. And one paradoxical example is it seems quite easy to me to think in terms of probabilities. So therefore, I can't understand and can't hardly believe that people can't. But I think that does show itself in a lot of ways, from Gary not understanding that he doesn't get his chance to be on the radio as long as he wants all the time, and more serious things like people not understanding that, yes, there are adverse effects sometimes when somebody gets a COVID vaccine, but they are very, very rare, whereas it's very, very probable that you're going to get a good outcome. So that's a huge problem, it seems to me, in terms of people on the right. They can't do thinkings in terms of probability, and they make their decisions based on stories.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, that's fascinating. I'm going to have to take a look at that podcast and that book. Really appreciate it. But I do want to comment on one thing you said. There is a myth out there that somehow, and this is something that's being marketed by Trump and the rest, that somehow people look down on people on the right because they're uneducated. I'm going to say something that's heretical that you may not believe, but think about it. Trump supporters and the people on the right are highly educated, much better educated than Democrats. Why do I say that? Trump went to the University of Pennsylvania and Fordham University, two great universities. Pence went to college. Professor John Eastman, who's the architect of the Green Bay sweep and the coup, was a law clerk to the Supreme Court, and now he's a professor of law. The truth of the matter is that at the same breath, when the Republicans accuse the Democrats of being elitist, they attacked them for having so many votes out of urban areas, very distressed urban areas, various minorities, many of whom do not have college educations. If you took a look at the demographic of who voted Democratic and who voted Republican, the polls would show that people who had only a grade school education vote Democratic, not Republican, not Republican. But people who had some college will vote Republican. Then it reverts at the graduate school level. If they have a graduate degree, it skews Democratic. It has nothing to do with elitism. You want, what do you think? The Koch brothers didn't go to college? You really think that? You think that Uline of Illinois is uneducated? They're being manipulated. They're being manipulated. The vast majority of the people who vote Democratic do not have college educations. And they, however, are smart, they're hardworking, and they understand civics. Abraham Lincoln didn't go to college. Abraham Lincoln didn't go to high school. Abraham Lincoln didn't go to grade school. But Abraham Lincoln sat by the fire after he worked all day, and he read the great books by firelight. Harry Truman did not go to college. On the other hand, Franklin Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy went to college. It doesn't matter. But if you start, and I'm not talking about you, Todd or Billy, I'm talking about people who are marketing this smear from the Republican side that somehow the Democratic Party is elitist and looks down on the Republican Party. You're out of your mind. Not you, but I'm talking about the people that purvey that thing. They're out of their minds. Go ahead and look at it. Why do you try to suppress the vote in Milwaukee, in Philadelphia, in Atlanta, in Chicago? It's not because a ton of college graduates came out and voted. It's because a ton of people came out who are not college graduates. And the people that are behind Trump and behind the big lie are highly educated people. And this is nothing more than a scam, nothing more than a scam to try to hoodwink people. I want to get to one issue now. Uvalde, there is a development. Not only was the door unlocked, not only were there 80 police officers roaming around from different police forces, not only did they chicken out and stand in the hallway away from the door for an hour and 14 minutes when 19 little ones and two teachers were murdered. They could hear the screams. They could hear the shots of an AR-15. But it turns out, and by the way, not only did parents who screamed trying to get in, they were thrown on the ground and zip-tied. That happened. They were arrested, the parents, for trying to rescue their kids. But there was an off-duty police officer who had a daughter who had he had a wife who was one of the two teachers. That's what it was, in there. And she texted him saying, "I've been shot." And he showed up with his weapon and started to go in. They disarmed him. They disarmed him from going in to save his wife. These people have to be fired, every one of them in that hallway. These are not the Texas Rangers. These are the Texas Chicken Hawks. Pete Arredondo, the police chief, has been put on administrative leave. He has to go in front of a grand jury. If I'm on a jury, I'll send him to prison. He has the blood of 19 little ones on his hands. He has the blood of two teachers on his hands. He arrested, threw on the ground, and zip-tied fathers trying to go in to save their kids. He took an off-duty police officer and disarmed him and wouldn't let him go in. He lied and said that he had a whole ring full of keys he tried. He had no ring full of keys. It wasn't locked. He didn't turn the doorknob. He was afraid. They had bullet shields and they had rifles and weapons to take the guy down. You walk up, guy with a bullet shield, yank open the door, hit the deck, and start pumping lead until a guy was blown apart. That is your job. They chickened out. 19 little ones killed, 2 teachers killed, arrested people, and by that I mean restrained them, zip-tied them, or disarmed them for going in and rescuing their kids. That is what happened in Uvalde. And now, every branch of government in Texas is covering it up. Why are they doing that? Because as more and more officers came in, they were all afraid to go in. There were Border Patrol people. There were state rangers. They were all these people, all afraid to go in, swaggering up and down, looking to arrest parents trying to go in. This does not look good. So when Arredondo testified to the city council there, they wouldn't let reporters in. They threw him out. They wouldn't let victims' families in. They threw him out. The victim family says, well, we have a chaplain here, a reverend. Please let him in. They threw him out. They threw him out. And he testified in secret. And the transcript can't be released, they say, because there's a Texas law that says unless the guilty guy has actually been convicted, you can't release any info. So they're not releasing anything. Why are they not releasing anything? Because the non-conviction issue is supposed to apply to people who are on the run. They're on the lam. So yeah, you don't want to release information to tip the guy off. But when you gun him down, when you riddle him with bullets, finally, after he kills 19 little ones and 2 teachers, he's never going to be convicted. He's going to be convicted at the pearly gates. That's where he's going to be convicted. Okay? He'll be convicted at the pearly gates. So therefore they go, well, until St. Peter comes down and what? Signs an affidavit saying he's been convicted. You can't find out that we were chicken hawks. And we still want our benefits, our salary, to do nothing, to chicken out the 19 little ones, the 2 teachers who tried to protect them, get gunned down. This is absolutely disgusting. This is a Texas cover-up. The government down there is sick. It's a Republican government. The Republican Party is sick. They're the ones who are going to vote to secede from the union. Remember that? And do all this stuff. They are sick puppies. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.